Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel's prime minister lashed out at President Obama, accusing him of what he called a shameful move at the UN on West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel rejected the resolution that called for all Israeli settlements in the Palestinian areas, including East Jerusalem, that got approval after the United States abstained in the voting. Mr. Netanyahu said the decision taken at the UN was part of a swan song, he said, of the old world biased against Israel. He said, "We are entering a new era, and as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said, this is going to happen much quicker than people think." Although the U.S. opposes the Israeli settlements, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block such resolutions. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas with at least 5 people killed west of Aleppo. Residents and rebels said Russia and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern and western Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. Syrian army took full control of Aleppo last week, but large portions of suburban areas remain under rebel control. European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror attacks at a Christmas market in Berlin, are on high alert as Christians gather at Europe's churches and cathedrals to celebrate the Christmas holiday. Europe has seen a sharp rise in terrorist attacks in the past 13 months. This is VOA News. Pope Francis urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who were never born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged everyone to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully, but must hide in fear and squalor.
Ma lasciamoci interpellare anche dai bambini che oggi.
He said, "Let us be challenged by the children who today are not lying in a cot and are not being caressed by the love of their parents, but rather suffer the squalid life, hiding underground," he said, "to escape bombardment on the pavements of a large city or at the bottom of a boat overladen with immigrants." Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in the materialism and commercialization of Christmas. Later today, the Pope will deliver the 4th Christmas message to those gathered in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Thousands of Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Robert Berger was among those gathered at Manger Square for the Christmas celebration.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
"We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope."
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
In his final Christmas message as U.S. President, Barack Obama urged Americans to take the spirit of Christmas through the new year.
"Tomorrow, for the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope."
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama urged Americans to support the nation's military and their families, they say, who are often separated at Christmas. And the Philippines bracing for the arrival of a powerful typhoon today. U.S. military's Joint Typhoon Warning Center said Typhoon Nina is what is known as a super typhoon with sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.